why your website's mobile experience is costing you customers in 2026. Pull out your phone right now and load your company's website. Seriously, do it. Tap around. Try to navigate to your services page. Try to fill out your contact form. If anything takes more than 3 seconds to load, if you have to pinch and zoom to read text, or if buttons are so close together that you keep tapping the wrong one, you've got a problem. And it's a problem that's costing you real money. Here's the thing about mobile traffic in 2026. It's not a trend anymore. It's not something you plan for eventually. For most businesses, more than half of all website visitors are coming from a phone. Some industries are pushing 70 or 80%. That means your mobile experience isn't a secondary version of your site. For the majority of your potential customers, it is your site. It's the first impression, the only impression, and the thing they'll judge your entire brand on before deciding whether to call you or keep scrolling. And yet, so many businesses are still treating mobile as an afterthought. They build a beautiful desktop site, throw a responsive framework on it, and assume the job is done. It's not. Responsive design is a starting point. It makes sure your content technically fits on a smaller screen. But fitting and functioning well are two very different things. Think about how people actually use their phones. They're multitasking. They're impatient. They're standing in line at a coffee shop or sitting in traffic. They're not going to wait around for your hero video to buffer. They're not going to scroll through 6 paragraphs of corporate speak to find your phone number. They want fast, they want clear, and they want to do what they came to do without thinking about it. This is where a lot of companies lose people without even realizing it. Their analytics might show decent traffic numbers, but the bounce rate on mobile is through the roof. Visitors land on the page, see something that doesn't feel right, and leave. That doesn't feel right could be anything. Slow load times. Text that's too small. A navigation menu that's confusing on a small screen. A form that's painful to fill out with your thumbs. Each of those friction points is a potential customer walking away. Page speed is probably the single biggest factor. Google has been pretty transparent about this. Mobile page speed directly affects your search rankings, and it affects user behavior even more directly. Studies consistently show that if a mobile page takes longer than 3 seconds to load, more than half of visitors will abandon it. Not some of them. More than half. Every extra second after that just makes it worse. You could have the best product or service in your market, but if your mobile site is slow, people will never stick around long enough to find out. And it's not just about raw loading time. It's about how the page feels as it loads. If content jumps around while images and ads settle into place, that creates a terrible experience. Users tap on something, and then the page shifts, so they end up tapping something else entirely. Google actually measures this now. They call it cumulative layout shift, and it's part of their core web vitals. A poor score there can hurt your rankings and frustrate users at the same time. Navigation is another area where mobile sites fall apart. What works beautifully on a 27-inch monitor doesn't necessarily translate to a 6-inch screen. Drop-down menus with 8 categories and 30 subcategories become a nightmare on mobile. Mega menus are even worse. The best mobile navigation is simple, obvious, and requires as few taps as possible to get where you're going. If someone lands on your homepage, they should be able to reach any important page in 2 taps or fewer. That's the standard. Then, there's the conversion side of things. Your calls to action need to work on mobile. That means buttons big enough to tap easily, phone numbers that are clickable, and forms that don't require a magnifying glass to fill out. If you're asking mobile users to type in 15 fields on a contact form, you're going to lose most of them before they finish. Shorter forms, autofill support, larger input fields, these aren't fancy extras. They're basic requirements if you actually want people to convert. Here's what a lot of businesses overlook. Your competitors are optimizing for mobile right now. If your site gives someone a bad experience on their phone and your competitor's site feels smooth and fast, that customer isn't coming back to give you a second chance. They're gone. In markets where switching costs are basically zero, which is most service-based businesses, mobile experience becomes a real competitive advantage or a real competitive liability. The good news is that most of these problems are fixable. A proper mobile audit can identify exactly where users are dropping off and why. From there, it's about making intentional design and development decisions that prioritize the mobile experience. Not just making desktop smaller, but actually rethinking how content, navigation, and conversion elements work on a phone screen. Companies that invest in this tend to see results pretty quickly. Faster load times, lower bounce rates, higher conversion rates, better search visibility, it all connects. The mobile experience isn't a separate project from your overall web presence. It is your web presence for most of your audience. Treating it that way is one of the smartest moves a business can make heading into the rest of 2026. If you've been running with a mobile site that's good enough, the reality is that good enough stopped being good enough a while ago. The businesses that are winning right now are the ones that took mobile seriously before their competitors did. The question is whether you're going to be one of them.